Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad Steve DiBianco is here. Steve is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Executive Director of NetChoice, and he is an internationally renowned expert in the area of online public policy. You name it, from sales tax to the ICANN debate to, as I say, you name it. And we're so happy to, we knew him when, by the way. We watched him grow up in this job. And we're very proud of him. Steve DiBianco, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. You've been a really great friend to everything that we do up here in Washington. And I'm glad to be back on.
Well, you're one of the folks we go to bed at night knowing that you're working for us up there. It makes us feel a lot more comfortable. Hey, Steve, the House Republicans are in disarray right now in choosing a new Speaker of the House. I think we had something similar to this back in the 90s, but I'm not sure it was this bad. But I want you to talk to us about how the outcome of this is going to impact some of the stuff you're working on, like sales tax, like the remote tax issue.
Right, Jim. There may have been historical precedent for a divided House in either party. But when you're here watching the action unfold and you know the people that are involved,
mm-hmm.
it feels like I've never seen this before, and I hope I never see it again.
It's like a family squabble you can't get comfortable with.
And it's hard to blame anyone, but it's easy to understand why it's happening. There are roughly 40 House Republicans who were elected recently in districts that were strongly conservative districts, and they were elected on promises that they would do things like roll back parts of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
They would get a handle on federal spending. That they would make sure the taxes didn't
go. Let's talk about those in a minute. I want you to get to the sales tax for this segment to make sure you get to finish that, though. So, how this is rolling out going to affect that?
Yeah, I sure will. One of the congressmen is a second termer is Jason Chaffetz, Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Republican who is a big believer in remote sales tax and internet sales tax. He's the one who sponsored.
He wants the states to be able to collect sales tax on businesses done with their residents.
Yeah, there's plenty of congressmen who believe that should be done, but Chaffetz has a really dumb idea to get it done. This is one of the worst plans I've seen yet, and Chaffetz is desperate to push that along. And that's one of the concerns a lot of us had in Washington, is if Jason Chaffetz succeeded at becoming Speaker of the House, that he might well railroad that bill through to the House floor.
And many of us saw him on the news channels, the important news channels, over the last couple of weeks, promoting himself as the alternative to McCarthy, who's now out of the way.
That's right. So the lights stayed on pretty late Wednesday night after the House elections fell apart, because we were very concerned. Jason Chaffetz is determined to push some things through to the floor that would never make their way through committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the good news is that these 40 Republicans we talked about at the beginning of the segment, they're really all about doing things from the bottom up through committees and not jamming things into the House from the top down. So even if Chaffetz were to succeed to becoming Speaker, he's going to run into a screaming horde of 40 conservative Republicans who do not want things to be jammed from the top.
Right. That's the whole purpose, or I should say, that's at the heart of this rebellion, is what you just said. They feel like they're being dominated and lectured and treated unfairly from the leadership, and they're just mad as hell not going to take it anymore.
I think you're right. So watch for this to unfold. I don't think it's going to be a quick solution. Even if Paul Ryan rides into town from Wisconsin and rescues the Republican Party this week, he's still going to have to deal with this faction. And the inability to pass regular bills if the conservatives have a concern.
Back to sales tax. What is quickly, in 40 seconds, what is Chaffetz's motivation for this? Does he love the states that much? Does he hate internet businesses? Or what is it?
Like many in Congress, he believes that the states need more revenue, tax revenue. He believes you have to level the playing field to help Main Street. But he's completely mistaken in believing that software makes it all just trivial. He thinks, I think he's seen a demo or two of some sales tax software, and he says, look, this makes it easy. He's completely blind to the concerns of integrating that software into my custom in-house system. And he's forgotten about the fact that
this is a tough issue, folks, and I have sentiments on both sides of it myself, to be truthful. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.